Back here on the game. You Can't Be Serious is coming up. A little under 10 minutes. We got to stop having breaks. Start reading things. Need Eric Stone Street here to bring some light into the world today. I didn't realize that Eric Stone Street went on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday until earlier today. I am disappointed that I did not listen to the full interview yesterday. I guess it would have been hard anyway, but could have gone to the podcast. But I listened to a bunch of it today. First of all, Eric Stone Street's awesome.
Yes.
That guy is great, regardless of whether or not he is a K-State alum. But the fact that he's a K-State alum pays a lot of dividends, obviously, for K-State, and has been for years. I remember, like, 2012 seemed to be the peak of everybody loving up Eric Stone Street, but he's still out there, and every time he's on somewhere, it's either wearing something K-State related, talking about the Cats, and of course, that came up on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday. There were a lot of highlights I could have shared, including, you're an Office fan, right? You like The
yeah.
Office a lot.
Yeah.
Did you know that he almost got the part of Kevin Malone in The Office?
I did not.
Yeah.
I think he would have done a really nice job.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt he would have done well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did you hear the part of the interview when he talked about almost getting thrown out of a Dodger game?
I did.
A couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm, I did, and yeah. Complaining about people ripping on him for being a Royals fan but going to Dodgers games. Yeah, he was awesome. He handled all the questions that DP has because, I mean, Dan's a good interviewer. Dan Patrick is one of the best. He's trying to get the answers out of him, and Stone Street, I thought, handled it very well.
Dan invited him to host the show himself sometime.
Oh,
which would be interesting.
That would be great.
In character.
Get like, oh, it would be as Cam?
Well,
from Modern Family?
He asked if he could do it, and Stone Street said that he could, and then he asked if he could do it in character, and Stone Street said that he probably couldn't do that. He could only get away with it for like a segment or something like that.
Like violate his contract or something for Modern Family? I mean, in all seriousness, that's probably what it is.
Yeah, could be.
That's probably what it is. But Dan Patrick tried to pin him down on basically how much he would like the Chiefs to win a Super Bowl. What kind of price tag would you put on the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl? And what Eric Stone Street did was flip that around. This, I thought, was the best part of the whole interview.
If you could win an Emmy or the Chiefs would win a Super Bowl.
You mean another Emmy? Or?
Oh, my bad. I didn't know we had
you
other.
You mean a third?
How about a Best Supporting Academy Award? Or this Chiefs winning another Super Bowl.
I mean, look, awards, whatever. Like, it would be the getting the opportunity to be in a cool project that would even get me to that level. So I would want that job. If I won an award, that would be cool. I want the Chiefs to win a Super Bowl very, very soon. I also want the Kansas State Wildcats to win a national championship.
Okay, if I said you could have K-State win a national
championship. K-State.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Man, shut that down right away. Don't even question me about the Chiefs winning a Super Bowl being more valuable than a K-State national championship. I think he's preaching to the K-State fan base as far as that's concerned. Because we're Chiefs fans, but mm-hmm. I think we would take the K-State national title 100 times out of 100
yeah.
before the Chiefs Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now, that got me thinking, like, I actually was – it got my wheels turning like, okay, what is the equivalent to me of, I guess, winning an Academy Award or an Emmy –
win a Pulitzer?
I don't know, like a Marconi or something. Do they still give those out? Is that still a thing? I was thinking of it more in terms of, I don't know, landing a dream job or something. I didn't have like a great comparison because we differ on this, and we probably could. This is like a good summer topic to kill a whole show with. You know, at what point do you draw the line that you would rather have insert this item here than a K-State national championship? But your first reaction was just nothing, like literally nothing. And there's a point in my life where I would have been there. At 27 years old, I don't think I'm at that place anymore. And that does not mean that I want it to happen, but I don't think I'm at that level that I would have been, say, in high school.
I mean, really the only thing I would say that I would trade it for would probably be like enough money that I could throw at the program to make sure that they actually won one, like basically go the Nike route.
So you're
going to
turn into T. Boone Pickens?
But, well, yeah. Like, I would just have some absolutely absurd amount of money that I could make K-State have the best facilities in the world and buy Nick Saban's contract and bring him to K-State and have him win a national championship.
In this scenario, how many times a year do you get to scuba dive? 8. That's an inside show joke for those of you who are not understanding that. Yeah, I like the idea of trying to work the system. I'm all about, you know, like, hey, if you get one wish from the GM, right, wish for more wishes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like trying to work the system, so I like where your head's at as far as that is concerned. That's probably a better way to ensure, like, long-term success, but there's no guaranteed title.
Right.
There's no guaranteed title.
Oregon has never won.
The other thing I would say to your scenario is that that doesn't get Bill Snyder the national championship, which we all know is what really needs to happen.
Right. Yeah. It is different with – I mean, I think that the most valuable thing to me is not just K-State winning a national championship, but Bill Snyder winning a national championship.
If Dan Patrick's question were actually true, like this would happen, and his question to you, 2017 K-State football national champions, what could he offer that would dissuade you from that?
Given that I actually get to, you know, be near the team and be on this show, that we talk about it, and presumably we would be down there and witness it in person.
What if it's your spot on the show?
Take it.
You're off the show for a national championship.
Take it. Absolutely. Yes.
You hear that, Mitch?
I will retire.
That's how much?
I will retire with absolutely no savings.
Man, look how much this guy values the show here. He would give up his spot on the show for a national championship in 2017.
Hey, just like the K-State receiver position, we got some depth here at K-Man. I'm sure that it could be the spot could be filled and what if someone would do a good job with it.
What if your replacement was Gavin Schefter? And I sat here and did the show every day with Gavin Schefter, and you had to listen to that and know that it could have been you.
Oh, Brady.
It could have been you.
That DVD with the national championship doesn't go
anywhere.
You won't
be listening. You'll be watching the DVD.
That T-shirt doesn't go anywhere.
Okay. I understand. Just keep that DVD on repeat.
Yep.
All right. Fair enough. Stick to your guns, just like you did with returning punts in the spring game.
Yeah, that's right.
Stick to your guns. All right, and you can't be serious. This is one of the biggest trending topics in the world right now. LaVar Ball, we all know him by now, I think. He has actually released some shoes with his Big Baller brand, and guess what? He thinks you're pretty stupid. We'll tell you why, and you can't be serious.